Did he just leave? Oh my god, are you okay? Your hand's bleeding. Holy crap, what happened? And he just left? With all his stuff. Okay, we need to ice your hand. What happened? Yeah. You did not punch him. What? Are you okay? Yeah, I mean, like, judging from your hand, it looked like it hurt. Must have hurt a lot for him. What did he say? What? About me? What, was I not convincing enough as your girlfriend? No. He didn't... Is that a hidden compliment? Do I look good enough to hire? I mean, yeah, ears and tail are cute, but... Yeah, I'm glad you got to him first. How are you guys even friends? Well, I mean, I guess it worked if we were pretending to date to make him jealous, right? I was about to say your poor ex for ending up with him, but I mean, I'm sure that's its own thing too, right? Yeah, well, now you don't have to think about either of them. Right. Yeah, I know. You don't have to thank me. That's what friends do, right? They pretend to date you to make your ex's asshole ex-friend of yours jealous. If anything, that just shows you how jealous he was. I guess? I don't know. Is that supposed to be flattering to me? To say that I'm out of your league? Because I'm really not. That's an insult to you, I guess. In a really weird way. Yeah. I don't know. I think we look good together. What, you don't think so? Do I have to keep pretending to convince you? 'Cause I mean, it wouldn't be pretending. If you want. What, was this, like, really, really elaborate plan to have me ask you out? Like, please tell me that he's actually a really nice guy and you asked him to do all that, so... Okay, well... Then I guess this is the one good thing that came out of all this. I'm your silver lining. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I know we haven't known each other for that long, but like... when I first met you... Yeah. When I meet people who haven't met Neko before, cat people, Neko, whatever, like, you can kind of tell that there's some bit of awkwardness of like, oh, what should I do? Should I pet their ears? Should I offer to do certain things? Like, and I know there are stereotypes out there too, but you I could tell that you've known cat people before, and you treated me like you would anyone else, and I really like that. Yeah. And I don't get why it took you so long. But I guess I could say the same thing. Yeah, for a while. I think it was when the day that you came home from work and your coworker had brought their new puppy to the office, and you called me beforehand and told me that you were gonna smell like a dog when you came back. And you came home and you changed and showered and did laundry right away, and yeah. I don't think I've met anyone else so considerate before. Wait, I have to ask first. Why didn't you ask me out? No, your friend is wrong. I am not out of your league. No. You don't think so? You're cute. How do you not see that? Yeah? And I like that about you. And you give the best ear scratches. You do. Yeah. Being around you feels like home. And like, I mean that in the sense of, like, I can be myself around you. And I haven't really gotten the chance to do that before. I haven't found anyone I'm comfortable with. Until I met you. Now you're making me all emotional and... Please tell me that we can kiss now, please. Please. I'm not hiding my embarrassment, no. Mm-hmm. Can we kiss now, please? Please? Oh, please, please, can we kiss? So, does this mean we're official now? And I get to do what I've been wanting to do for the longest time? Well, as long as your hand's okay. Are you sure? Can we go to your bed? Can you pet my ears?